Welcome to Fact Check Radio, our wrap-up of recent spin and deception in politics. I'm Lori Robertson, Managing Editor of FactCheck.org.
And I'm Vivica Novak, FactCheck.org's Deputy Director. In this episode, we'll talk about student loans.
And we'll look at the first healthcare attack ads to hit the airwaves after the legislation was passed.
But first, let's look at claims that the new healthcare law will put thousands of armed IRS agents to work.
Really? Armed IRS agents?
Well, the original claim was that the IRS would have to hire 16,500 new employees because of the new law. And then some Republicans tweaked that and said 16,500 IRS agents. And then Representative Ron Paul of Texas, a Republican, said these agents would be carrying guns.
The American people didn't have concern. They ought to just think about it. 16,500 armed bureaucrats coming to make this program work.
It's incredible.
It was a good program and everybody liked it. You wouldn't need 16,500 thugs coming with their guns and putting you in jail if you didn't follow all the rules.
Exactly. I think you just said it. If it was a good.
Okay, so not just agents, but thugs carrying guns. Vivica, is any of this true?
No.
Okay, no. What will the IRS have to do because of this new healthcare law?
Well, the IRS's main job isn't to enforce penalties. First, the IRS is going to be telling small business owners about tax credits they're eligible for. And later, they'll be giving out tax credits to help individuals buy insurance. The IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman told Congress in late March that the IRS won't be auditing people to make sure they have health insurance. Instead, companies are going to be issuing forms certifying that people have coverage.
Okay, kind of like your mortgage company files a form with the IRS saying how much interest you've paid.
Exactly.
Okay. As for that 16,500 number, that originally came from Republicans on the House Ways and Means Committee, and they said that the IRS may need to hire as many as 16,500 additional employees, a number that would include clerks and other support staff, not 16,000 agents. But even then, that figure rests on some false assumptions.
Republicans took the high end of Congressional Budget Office estimates on IRS administrative costs and assumed all those costs would go to personnel rather than any overhead or any pay raises over a 10-year period or anything like that.
Okay, so out of curiosity, are there any IRS employees that do carry guns?
Well, actually, there are special agents who are sworn law enforcement officers, and they work on criminal cases. But they make up just under 3% of the total IRS workforce. The revenue agents who do audits do not carry guns.
Moving on, let's talk about a few healthcare attack ads that were launched after the bill was passed. Liberal groups were the first to get on the air, and despite what you would think they would praise as a victory, they were still going after the insurance companies with some misleading claims.
Healthcare for America Now and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees launched an ad in 14 congressional districts, and it inflated the number of lobbyists that companies had hired.
To influence members of Congress, the insurance companies hired 2,049 lobbyists to try and get their way. And $86 million was spent on misleading ads to try and kill reform. All because they want to keep jacking up premiums and denying.
Lori, what's the explanation behind those numbers?
Well, we looked at the support for the ad, and both of the numbers are exaggerated. Those 2,000 lobbyists, that's the total number hired by the insurance industry, which would include companies that sell life or car or home insurance, not just health insurance. And also it includes lobbyists hired by a category of companies called the health services / HMO industry. But that doesn't just include insurance companies either. There's a laboratory testing company, the Visiting Nurse Association of America, and other organizations that don't sell insurance. And these numbers for the lobbyists come from the Center for Responsive Politics.
Well, we know the insurance companies spent plenty on ads against the legislation. What about that?
Sure, they put out plenty of ads against the bills. But they did have an early TV spot in favor of the legislation. And the $86 million cited in this ad, that's actually the total spent by all opponents to healthcare legislation on television ads.
We do expect to see Republicans attacking Democrats over their votes on health care in the upcoming midterms. Republican businessman Scott Sipprell may have fired the first shot with his ad against Democratic Congressman Rush Holt of New Jersey.
Rush Holt and Nancy Pelosi ignored you. The $1 trillion health care bill creates a massive new federal bureaucracy that will hurt the quality of care and saddle us with more debt and higher taxes. This reckless Congress is destroying your prosperity.
There are a few things wrong with that, however. Instead of more debt, the CBO says the legislation will reduce the deficit by a net $143 billion over 10 years. And Vivica, what about those higher taxes?
Well, there are some new taxes, but not everyone's going to be hit with them. There's higher Medicare taxes on individuals making more than $200,000 a year. That would be $250,000 for couples. There are taxes on high-cost insurance plans, although they don't come in until close to the end of the 10 years. Also on manufacturers of certain medical devices and, of course, on people who don't buy health coverage.
Okay, before we go, let's take a look at student loans. The whole system for how student loans are made was changed as part of the reconciliation bill that dealt with health care. And under this legislation, the federal government will stop giving subsidies to private lenders to give out the loans. Instead, the government becomes the sole lender.
And that would save $61 billion over 10 years, according to the CBO. But some lawmakers claimed it would jeopardize jobs, tens of thousands of people who work for private lenders. Democratic Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska said this would jeopardize more than 30,000 private sector jobs.
Okay, so where does that number come from?
Well, that comes from a survey conducted by trade groups that represent the private lenders, and they wouldn't give us the full survey. One of those trade groups said 35,000 is the total number of people employed by these institutions.
So it's pretty doubtful that 30,000 jobs would be lost if 35,000 is the total number of people employed by these institutions, especially since the private companies would still service every one of the loans that the government gives out.
And an independent analyst gave a very different estimate of the jobs impact. He said there would be between a net gain of 300 jobs and a net loss of 4,750.
And you can read more about the student loan provision and health care claims at www.factcheck.org. FactCheck is a project of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center. And that's it for this edition of FactCheck Radio. I'm Lori Robertson.
And I'm Vivica Novak. Thanks for joining us.